You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential. I'm your host, Austin Price. Tennessee coming off the weekend at Texas A&M. They'll have another big road game midweek this week at Arkansas. But before we get to talk about the basketball team with Zakai Ziegler and Tobey Awaka, we bring in Brandon Spurlock of the Vol Club. And we've seen an uptick in membership here recently, Brandon, as we hit the kind of early part of February.
Yeah, momentum is good as we're rolling through basketball here and, you know, getting ready to start off baseball season. Was just over there. Stadium's looking nice and ready to roll. So that means, you know, good weather and another great sports team that kind of carries on from football to basketball to baseball. So exciting time. Yeah, and the membership has followed just with the positive momentum and everything that's going on out there.
Yeah, almost 2 weeks ago since old Punxsutawney Phil said 6 weeks of less winter and an early spring. And to this point, the weather's kind of turned. Maybe he's going to be right for a change. His hit rate's about 39%. So it's,
nothing like bringing on spring like the start of baseball.
Oh, 100%. Of course, they'll get started coming up this coming weekend down in the state of Texas. Will Tony Vitello and the Baseball Vols. Some new merch here with the 865 hats.
Yeah, we just got these in. Some stuff behind us, too. So everything that we have is available. TheVolunteerClub.com, as always. So, you know, great time to join. Great time to, you know, shop around and get some merchandise. So got something for everybody there, I think.
We'll get one with you and just the red beard.
Do that. Just a silhouette.
The red beard. I love it. Now let's get to tonight's marquee guests, and that is Zakai Ziegler and Tobey Awaka. So we joked before we started, like my Tennessee accent is going to really shine through with you guys, with you New York. You know, kind of take me through what it's like going from there to here. And you said you noticed your accent and his accent more now than you ever have.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big culture shock because like even when I first came to Tennessee on my visit, I thought it was going to be like cornfields. Like,
everybody thinks that. Football recruits, everybody like thinks that.
Cowboys.
It's
just, yeah,
people told me that too.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be like this. Like, the people is real. The people is two different types of people too. Like, people are way nicer. They show like a lot of love. Like, it's just real different. But from like speaking aspect, like, it's hard for me to understand some people when they're talking to me. And vice versa. A lot of people tell me it's hard for them to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I felt the same way for sure. I think down here, like, there's a lot of hospitality. New York is kind of known for its grit and, you know, people attitudes, things like that. But there's definitely a lot of hospitality down here. And, yeah, definitely no cornfields. It's a lot more, I guess, suburban, you know, city-like, you know.
New York's been so important to Tennessee basketball. You look at Bernard King, Ernie Grunfeld, Tobias Harris, you boys. I mean, did you know anything about Tennessee at all before you got here? Did you know the history of kind of guys that have come from up there down here before you got here?
Only reason why I knew about Tobias is because he's from Long Island, and we're pretty much from, like, the same area. And he went to school with my cousins, so I knew about Tobias growing up. Like, I used to go to all his high school games. I was a little boy, but that's the only person I really knew about. And I knew about Lamonte Turner.
Yeah.
That's about it. I ain't know about nothing else on anything about Tennessee, period.
Have you learned about Bernard King since you've been down here?
A little bit here and there, like, yeah. Snippets.
I mean, you see his name in the rafters when you're over
every
there in Pratt.
For sure, every day.
Every day. For I mean, sure. that's something to make you go harder because it's a Hall of Fame banner, so yeah. It make you work more.
You know, Tennessee's only one of two schools in the entire SEC, Tennessee and Auburn, to have a Hall of Famer in each sport. Baseball, now that Todd Helton just got elected in to the Hall of Fame, he joins Frank Thomas. And then, of course, Bernard King in basketball, and then Tennessee's gotten a handful of Hall of Famers in football. You know, so, I mean, you know, New York, you know, has been important to this place. How much did you guys know each other growing up, though? I mean, just outside of AAU, pretty much it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll say basically AAU. I mean, I knew of him in high school, but you know, you see a lot of guys play throughout, you know, your high school experience. So, but we really connected, you know, when we were on AAU.
Yeah, I used to make him sleep on the little couches. When
that's false. He's actually twisting the story.
That's a lie.
I told him to get off and sleep on the couch.
That's a lie.
But you know, to each his own. It's all good.
That's a lie. I'm not the dude from Kentucky. I wouldn't let that happen.
Well, you said you knew of him. Yeah. What did you know? What was the reputation for Zakai Ziegler?
Just a gritty New York point guard. You know, it's like you'll see highlights from different games. You know, he went to Immaculate in Jersey, so you know they weren't close, but they were close enough to where, you know, you saw games here and there, you would see highlights. I knew the name for sure. But you know, we didn't really get to know each other, you know, for real.
And he knew that when I transferred to OSL, that if we would have played Hayes,
we'd have
beat them by at least 20 to 30 points. We'd have beat them by 20 to 30 points.
I can't say that we would have won because his team was stacked. His team was definitely stacked. Yeah, but it definitely would have been a competitive game.
Yeah, we would have spanked them.
It definitely would have been a competitive game.
It would have been too easy, in my opinion.
That's his opinion. My opinion differs, but it's all good.
I remember talking to you when you were a recruit, and all those pictures, kind of like you, like were skinnier back then. You had this, the glasses, the goggles, or
don't mention that around him.
You know what's crazy? We used to think back then, Toby was built like how he is now. That's how we used to look at him, and now even when I look at the pictures, I'll be like your body has changed since you got the college. You don't really notice it being around somebody every day, even for yourself, for myself, I haven't seen my body change, but looking back at pictures and stuff, it's definitely different.
I think you can bring the goggles back. Bring Horace Grant.
They're retired. Wow, they're all beat up, cracked, and all that.
You lying.
They're in my room, but they're all beat up, cracked.
Nah, you gotta bring them back, bro. For the one time, at least.
Maybe. Senior night, maybe. I don't know.
Senior night. Maybe. You won't be here by then. Yeah, you won't be able to give him a hard time. You won't be able to give him a hard time.
Yeah, he'll be in the league by now.
Let's hope.
What was his reputation?
Just a beast. My bros, my cousins, they would call me and say, because they would go to his games. And I would be having games, but they'll go to his games, and they'll be like, yo, Toby just dunked on somebody. Or he just had 20 and 20. It was just he was just unstoppable. But he was stoppable if my school would have played though. That's how I see it.
That's not it.
That's the only way he was really stoppable.
He was
just a beast.
I don't know if we would have had an answer for you. Well, y'all didn't have an answer for me, I don't think.
You know who.
Huh?
You know who. He knows we would have had an answer.
I don't think so.
We would have had a couple answers.
We can only speculate.
Yeah.
We can only speculate.
The man above saved you. That's all I got to say to that.
It depends, too, whether we would have played at our place or your place.
No. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
We could have played John at OSL, at Hayes, at Hofstra.
OSL would have been hectic.
At Johnny's.
OSL would have been hectic. We really should have played John Nationals for the state.
We're not Federation. We're not in there.
Oh, that is true.
We're independent.
That's true.
It's levels.
Do you all ever not talk trash?
Nah, it's a constant thing every single day.
He tries to talk all day.
He does not. He does all the time. It's straight jokes every single day. And he does it to try to
get under your
make
skin.
Me respond in some way. And I'll just ignore it. And he'll keep going until I say or do something. And then it's Tobey's being a bully. Alright.
Tobey don't be no bully. I'm just saying, some people haven't. I've seen Tobey cry.
Why are you lying?
I've seen Toby cry. I've made him shed a tear.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's a lie.
I would say your name for when you played high school basketball, when you would go on the road, they would butcher it.
Nah.
Did they get it right most of the time?
Yeah, Tobey. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't. I mean, by then, most people.
What about your last name?
They never really said my last name. For real.
Nobody ever said my name right.
What they call you?
Z. They'll just have to call me Z. Oh, but if an announcer said my name or something, it would be Zach K, Zachy. Mm. It would be a bunch of names. I wouldn't even understand why they would even think it's that. But that's why I just started people just started calling me Z or Kai. That's really it. I didn't get close to ZZ until I got down here.
From the moment he signed, I've called him Fozzie Bear.
Why?
You ever watch The Muppets?
Nah. I'm not a big TV guy, really.
So Fozzie Bear is a character in The Muppets, you know, like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
And he tells jokes. And after every joke, he says, Waka Waka.
So what's it called again?
Oh, I think
The Muppets.
I think I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah. Because I kept hearing people, I heard people say that before. Yeah. I didn't know that's what it was from.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah, me either. That's crazy.
So you got Kermit, Miss Piggy, and then there's Fozzie Bear.
Is that Miss Piggy told?
Miss Piggy, what you mean?
I'm just asking a question.
I should ask you that question.
He's asking if there's a female in your life.
Oh, is there?
Is there a female in your life?
I'm asking you a question.
But like, all right, so if I answer, can you answer?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I love my mother to death. It's always going to be a female in my life.
I was talking about my sister, so.
This is fantastic. So, let's rewind back more recent times. Kentucky. You all play that game against South Carolina, and it's just kind of, I mean, that was a night just nothing went in. You didn't make a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I remember after the game, like Jeff Jarnigan, who does the PA at Thompson Bowling, is like, all right, let's go over the scores. So-and-so two, so-and-so two, so-and-so two. Yeah. And then Dalton's got 31.
Mm-hmm.
And then you flip it at Kentucky, and it's the opposite. Kind of Dalton has this down game, and you all stepped up big and started making all kinds of plays, fighting people. You know. What was that game like, atmosphere? And going in, did you almost feel like it's not a must-win, but it kind of is for us? We need to, you know, if we're going to go get the goals and win the SEC regular season, that type of stuff, we need to get this one.
Yeah, well, we definitely felt like it was a must-win. So I wouldn't even say that we don't feel like that. Every opponent that we play, like, we play with the same respect and the same, like, urgency. Like, it's every game is a must-win game. And so going into that place, we knew it was going to be kind of rowdy, and I didn't even think it was rowdy or that loud, like, we've been in much more hostile event, like places, so I don't think it was that bad. But going into it, we definitely thought it was a must-win for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think that going into the game, we thought like you would have a big impact on how, you know, the rest of the season was gonna go. You know, in our eyes, we lost a game that we weren't supposed to lose. You know, obviously had a tough night offensively, but yeah, we went into Kentucky knowing that, you know, no matter what, we had to come out with a W.
I know you want to win at home.
Yeah.
But how much more fun is it to win on the road?
Much more fun. Because
you got, you know, Tennessee fans at border war, so I mean, there's still quite a bit of orange and Rupp. And so, like, and when y'all got up 13-3, how much did you, could you, I mean, it's easy to say, I block out the noise, but, like, could you hear the Tennessee fans when you all had those little spurts, start the first half, start the second half?
Yeah, for sure, because their fans, like, started to boo a little bit, like, at the refs or something. Like, we would be pressuring the ball, the fans would start saying, like, we finally, and it clearly wasn't, but it's a really good feeling winning on the road because seeing, like, the arena go from packed out to
empty.
Like, the game is still going on. A minute and a half left. People just get up and start walking out and leaving. Yeah, like,
you see everybody trying to beat
like
traffic.
This. Yeah, like, that's a way better feeling.
Is that the most fun game you play every year? Is that Rupp?
It's definitely up there. Yeah, it's definitely up there.
But
I thought College Station was pretty fun last year.
Yeah.
Texas A&M. I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun game, but all the games in TBA, those games is always fun.
Yeah.
It's nothing to compare, really, in my opinion.
What's the best part of the presentation at TBA? Do you like the intros? Do you like the run out? Like what do you look forward to most? I mean, it's different. Like football's got the ball walk. They've got running through the tee.
Oh, yeah.
For you guys, what kind of resonates for you all?
I would say the pregame video. That gets me going a lot because they start playing like the fire and stuff in the middle of the court. Everybody starts cheering. It's like a flashlight show.
Yeah.
And so, like, once they finally, like, start calling names and stuff, everybody just starts. They get louder and louder. And then
internally, what's it like? Because, I mean, you're starting and you're coming off the bench. So, like, do you have to – are you amped and you have to kind of calm down? Or how is it from an emotion standpoint for both of you?
For me, it's like I'm amped and then I got to cool down.
And then get re-amped.
It's like because, I'm on the bench, so I got to, like – calm down a little bit, but then once you know they call my name to get in the game, I'm you know adrenaline skyrocketing.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even know how to answer that because I'm always hyped, but in some way, shape, or form, I'm always like hype or laughing about something or joking about something or something. So I would just say I'm hype going into the game, and I just stay like that. Really, I honestly start to get a little mad going into the games.
Who's the best trash talker on this team?
It's Kai. It's not even. I figured. It's not even close. It's really not even.
Do you
close.
Ever stop?
No.
Yeah, I stop.
I think like
during the games.
No. Nah. Even I think like there was one time I caught him asleep on the couch in the dorm, and like he was like whispering. And I'm pretty sure he was trash talking in his sleep. To be completely honest,
one day, he was in the dorm. I called Toby asleep, and he was sleepwalking actually, and he was like, he was rebounding it.
Yo,
it was the craziest thing I ever seen. He was doing post moves against the wall, like craziest thing I ever seen.
No.
It's like you got him, and now he feels the need to like up the ante and say you're doing post moves against the wall in your sleep.
Am I lying?
Yo, so we need to take it there.
Am I lying?
But I like the energy though. I respect it. Okay. Okay.
I really don't trash talk that much. Honestly.
Yo,
I just
there's no need to come in the podcast and lie, bro. Like, why? Like,
who's
you,
lying?
You know you trash talk.
Like, I just like to laugh, and I like who do to you joke like, with my bros.
Who gives you a run for your money though? Like when you're playing against them, like that you enjoy the kind of the banter back and forth. I don't mean like in a negative way. I mean like. You probably bring out the best in him. He probably brings out the best in you. Is there someone that you've won against multiple times where you're like,
oh, yeah,
this is fun?
Coach Bones.
Oh, Coach Bones. I'm talking about an opponent.
Oh, an opponent? Nah, nobody. There's nobody.
Nobody's on your level.
I'm not surprised at the answer, honestly.
I'm telling you, I got a comeback for a lot of things.
He did have research before games, for sure.
Do you really? You do a deep dive on every kid?
I got a lot of comebacks, you know? Like, it's just fun, and at the end of the day, it's just like competitiveness. I look at it as that.
Do opposing coaches? Do you ever get into chirping with the opposing coaches?
I haven't, but I've seen one player and one coach get into it before, and that was Bruce Poole and Ross Plastrick. The only encounter I ever seen, and it was one of the funniest situations I've seen with my eyes. I can't say what was said, but it was hilarious.
Was that your freshman year?
Yeah. No, it was last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was last year for sure.
You didn't see it because you didn't have your goggles on.
Exactly. Probably not, yeah. So you got to bring your goggles up so you can see better.
I don't know. We'll see.
Now, your mom lives down here, so she's at everything. Yeah. What about your folks?
They're up in New York. They're both nurses, so their schedule's always hectic. So they're always running around doing stuff. So yeah.
So how often do they get down?
They haven't been down since my visit, really. Just been busy with work and all that.
Yeah, it's been a rough few years.
Yeah, that is true. Well, up by us, you know, hospital's always packed, you know, stuff going on, different stuff to take care of, so they're always busy.
Anything you do during the game to let them know, like you go to the foul line, you know, like Jeff Hornacek always used to like, you know, do you even know who Jeff Hornacek is? I'm pulling out names that you guys probably don't know who exists.
They sound familiar, but I don't think I know him.
Jeff Hornacek.
He was a guard. He played on those 97-98 Jazz teams.
Oh.
With Malone and Stockton.
I've definitely heard the name before.
That's his favorite player.
That's not my favorite player.
I can see that.
That's crap. Yeah, that's not my favorite player.
He was talking about him earlier. Jamal Mashak was all talking, and he said his favorite player was Carmelo.
No way. This is like an inside joke, but we're not going to release that on there.
It's your favorite player.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Him and
who is your favorite player?
I'd probably say Jordan, Kobe a close second.
We don't even have to ask. We don't even have to answer. Ask the question now. You gave your answer a few years ago, didn't you?
LeBron and Mike MJ.
Yeah.
So MJ. It's not even a question.
I'm gonna say MJ. Like this is my generation. This is what I've seen with my own eyes. Like I understand The Last Dance and like what he's done. I've watched The Last Dance, but I've still seen this with my eyes, like what LeBron has done. So that's always going to be.
So what did he do?
What do you mean?
What did he do? He scored points. Okay. What did he do? 4-6. He never won a Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, so you have your answer already.
Mine's been. But again, much like.
Would you rather lose in the first round or the chip?
Yeah. 6-6 or something, though.
You lose is lose.
But he looked.
Okay, and they always said.
But MJ wasn't getting there.
Huh?
When he went there, he won. I give him that. But when he didn't go, he was getting dog walked.
By who, though?
The Bad Boys.
The Bad Boys and the Celtics. Larry Bird.
Hey, a loss is a loss, like you said.
No, it is. I'm just saying, like.
I mean, I think LeBron and MJ both had years where they had to grow up. The only thing I would say is that, like, I feel like LeBron didn't really have as much time as MJ to grow up. Like, he was, the hype with him coming into the league was crazy.
That's the most impressive thing. Yeah. Is he's lived up to the hype from and 18 years it. Old. Even before then, really. And but exceeded I mean, it.
But, yeah. like, MJ, he wasn't as big of a name. You know, he had time to sort of, like, grow up and, you know, rise into that kind of role. You know what I mean? So, that's the one thing that's definitely impressive about LeBron. He lived up to the hype and exceeded it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The funny thing is like, I would, if you said, who are you more like? And from a personality standpoint, I would tell you you're a lot more like Jordan because you're cutthroat.
Really?
Yeah. You don't like losing.
Hate it.
You'd do anything to win.
Facts.
Can't shut up. Yeah.
I mean, MJ was a trash talker like that?
Yes.
He was, he might have been worse than you. Like, he would say.
There's a lot of people worse than me. You really want to talk about it. I'm not that bad. He's making me seem like a bad guy.
Nah, he's not a bad guy.
He's just talk that much.
He's just uber competitive. So he's always going to try to get a leg up, you know? No matter what.
So our little tally on the bottom of the screen, yeah, I think it was 8-5, now it's 9-6. Jamai, Doug Jordan.
That's his favorite player.
Yeah.
That's his favorite player. How different? But MJ is like the biggest icon.
Yeah, it ain't, it's not close, so, pal.
Like, that plays a big part in it, too.
Again, sure. There are things about LeBron that I think are super impressive. Again, living up to the hype. His all-around game is fantastic. There are things he lacks, though. Yeah. You know.
You think Jordan didn't lack things? No, everybody do.
No, everybody does lack something. But when you look at the totality of the game, 10-time all-defense, one-time defensive player of the year, you know, scoring champ. I think actually it's 9-time all-defense, 10-time scoring champ. I mean, you can just kind of go, it's all-around game.
Can't say scoring anything. LeBron leads the NBA ever in scoring.
Yeah, longevity. That's the.
Hey, that's not his
fault. No. That's a perk to him. That's a perk to him. He's stayed healthy, yeah. Right? I mean, he's not had, you know, any big injuries. You know.
No.
All right, let's turn to the hair. How often are you gonna have those re-braided?
I'm real superstitious about my hair. Like, if I play good, and my hair looks like this, it's gonna be left like this for the next game. But if I play bad.
So after the Kentucky game, you're just letting that thing roll.
Yeah, because I had an appointment scheduled, but I was like, I can't even go. Can't do it. But if my hair is done, I'm going to get it done again. If I play good, I'm going to get it done right.
Where do you go? Let's give that person some love. Where do you go?
Asia. Shout out Asia. Yep.
Shout out Asia.
Mm-hmm. She did his hair too.
Yeah, when I got my cornrows for a little bit, she did mine too.
Yeah.
When are you bringing that back?
We've all been asking this question.
I don't know. Probably later in the month. Probably, maybe early March.
Well, once you get to tournament time, you got to leave it kind of with what you've been doing. You can't be switching it up at that point in time.
Yeah, depends. I don't know. If I'm playing well, I might leave it in too. Depends on what the vibe is. I don't know. But I did like it the first time. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. That was my first time braiding my hair. So yeah. But so, he gave me the contact though, so I just said why not.
So since you've got all this love for Jordan, do you like watching old clips? Do you like watching?
Yeah. For sure.
So what big men do you like to watch?
Big men do I like to watch? I don't watch big men like that, surprisingly. Probably Duncan, I would say, is who I've watched the most of.
His hair at now like near 50 years old is fantastic.
Yeah,
that's wild.
I mean, like, yeah. He played with such a clean cut guy his whole career now. For sure. Like, these long.
I wonder if that's the reason, like he wanted to wait until he was done playing or something. I wonder if.
Yeah.
Because some people, I don't know, some people are superstitious like that too.
That's true. That's true. Cuts, but... I love watching Dirk, too. Dirk Nowitzki. I love watching him play, too.
What's one part of your game you want to see improve?
Probably shooting. Just being able to stretch the floor a little bit more. I feel like inside, I've definitely improved. Just need to be more patient at picking my spots, things like that. But definitely expanding my game, you know, hitting that mid-range shot, sooner or later, extending to the three-point line, things like that.
What about you?
I really say my passing. Like, I want to be a way better passer. And that's one thing me and Coach Barnes talked about. And I know I can get better at it, for sure.
Can you pick things up from Santi? Because obviously that's, you know, him being crafty. And, I mean, we talked about that. You know, last week on the show, he'd rather make a great new look pass than stick one in your eye from 25 feet.
Yeah, you definitely can, because he's one of the smartest players, if not the smartest player on the team, for sure. Like, he can see something happen, like, see something about to happen, and boom, somehow, some way, somebody's gonna be wide open just because he just told us what to do. But he's definitely a really smart player, and you can pick up a lot of things from his game.
Yeah, no doubt. He's like one of those guys where it's like he sees, like, 3, 4, 5 steps ahead. Mm-hmm. So, like, he'll pass up an open shot, and you're like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
And then you'll see the play unfold, and he finds somebody open for a dump-down dunk or a wide-open corner three, stuff like that, and it's just like, wow.
You can't name each other. I'm not saying you would, but you can't. I'm taking that off the table. Who's the one teammate that, if you had a flat tire or whatever, you know, if I call this person, they're going to be there?
Well, I can say Santi and Jordan for sure. For sure, because I got stuck in the snow a little while ago, and I called MC, and
Mary Carter, this is like the fourth straight episode, she gets the love.
I called MC, and then they called me and was like, yo, we on our way, we about to come get you, because I didn't know, I knew they was at the gym, or everybody was around each other, so I called her, and then they was like, yo, we on our way, we about to come help you out, and they sure enough did help me get home. They was out there in that snow, right with me. So I could say them too, for sure.
I'd probably say Josiah or...
Joe too.
Grant Hurst. Shout out Grant. He's my roommate right now. But yeah, Josiah, he's like one of those guys where whenever you pick up the phone, whenever you call him, I mean, he always picks up the phone. And then Grant, you know, he's one of those guys where, like, he's always checking up on you, making sure you're okay. So, you know, just a real high-class guy.
So do you think Grant doesn't like me because he doesn't answer my phone? Josiah,
him and Grant have an interesting relationship. It's like a,
Grant, that's my guy.
It's like a, I don't know, twin brother kind of relationship or whatever. I don't know.
You guys live across the river?
No.
So you're campus or campus side?
I'm campus.
I'm downtown.
Yeah, he is a penthouse and
downtown.
no listening.
Now, I didn't know if you live across the river, because if you're coming from the South Knox, we cross the river, and then you turn right as soon as you come across, and basically you make another right, and it takes you down the hill and down on Neyland Drive.
Yeah.
You're talking about being – I remember that was the one time in college where it really snowed for me. This was, you know, again, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Not quite, but almost. And I remember going down that hill, and it was ice, and I was like, this was the dumbest decision ever, because I just knew I was going to slide right out into the guardrail and then right out into Neyland Drive.
Yeah, because when they said it was going to snow, I was like, okay, like it's going to be cleaned up in a little while.
In New York, yes. Yeah, here, it shuts everything down.
I was baffled. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Because it really didn't snow that much.
Yeah. Like,
it wasn't.
Because that's the most snow it's had since 93.
And that's crazy.
So, like, you just don't prepare for it. They're not.
Right.
You know, we would be going to school.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For sure.
Like, we would be walking around. People would be on the trains and the buses. Everybody would be living a regular life.
It would be a regular day.
Yankees? You and I have had this conversation. Yeah. Yankees?
Yeah. I was also a little bit of a Cubs fan. But my high school was right by Yankee Stadium, though. Cardinal Hayes. So I was always going to Yankees, you know, Yankee games here and there. You'd always see the crowd of people lining up for the game, stuff like that.
Brunson, does he deserve MVP? The Knicks?
I think he deserved to be in the conversation, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But Embiid?
Yeah. But they're saying that he might not make the
cut because he's
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Because he has to play so many games.
Yeah, he got to play 65. Yeah,
because he got New York on his back right now.
For sure.
He's doing what he got to do. He's taking care of us.
For sure.
MSG. When was the first time you all played there?
FAU.
So last
for
year,
for me at least, I'm not sure if he played.
Was my freshman year versus Texas, NIT. Texas Tech. I never played in no NIT.
No, no, I thought it was the preseason NIT. Wasn't it preseason NIT against Texas Tech?
It was the Jimmy V Classic.
Okay, sorry.
I remember it was the worst basketball game ever. We went in overtime and we had 40 points, both teams.
Really?
I will never forget that day. Nobody made a shot. And
it made the South Carolina game look good.
But wow. It made the South Carolina game look great. And it was crazy because the teams after us that played, I think it was Villanova and Syracuse, and those teams had the same exact performance pretty much. And they were trying to say it was something with the basketball or something, like what was going on, because nobody made shots. Like,
everybody
just had an off day. I'll never forget that.
How different is that place?
It's like not what I expected. I thought it was going to be way bigger. It's a little bit more compact. Yeah. But you could definitely see the mysticism and just, the arena and how, people are outside doing the whole deal. It definitely lived up to the hype for sure.
If this team's going to make the run you guys hope to make, what has to happen?
I would just say everybody is a collective doing our job. What we need to do to win, and just that. And everybody take care of their job. Obviously, some nights the ball isn't going to go in the basket, but taking care of little details like executing plays or getting defensive stops when we need to, little stuff like that. But everybody taking care of our jobs.
Finding a way to win when you don't have your A game.
For sure.
I think everybody on the team understands that for sure, and we all want to win, and we know what we can do. And that's when the national championship, we all believe that we actually can do that. Mm-hmm. There's not one guy in that locker room that I don't think doesn't believe that or doesn't want to. But I just think just doing little things like that and just wanting to win, we will do it.
Most definitely.
Let's do some rapid fire. Favorite thing to eat?
Chicken.
Chicken wings.
Do you mean wings?
Fried chicken. Any fried chicken.
He has a go-to meal he likes to go to, but yeah. I'm gonna let him disclose that if he wants to. I
could disclose it myself. Fried chicken, my mom make it.
I think we talked about that when you were out last time. Yeah,
and peas.
Really?
And peas.
Really?
That's my favorite meal. My mom make it. I could have that every day for the rest of my life.
That's the meal.
With hot sauce.
Respect. Okay.
With hot sauce, and I gotta have a bath. I gotta have something to drink.
Favorite superhero?
Oof.
My mom.
I see. I was gonna say Black Panther. Damn, made me look bad. Oh man,
that's not making you look bad. I used to like Hulk when I was little, so I could say Hulk or Superman. I was a big Superman fan.
Favorite place in the city to go to?
That's a great question. And I'm saying this being honest, I'm gonna say Chick-fil-A because it's not too many. It's not too many Chick-fil-A's in New York. Am I wrong?
Oh man, no, there's not. Honestly, I've only heard of one.
Yeah, it's only one or two Chick-fil-A's in New York, really. I didn't have Chick-fil-A consistently like this until I got.
I was there in March and I ate a Chick-fil-A mostly because it was right beside my hotel. We had there once, right near John's Pizza. You ever been to John's Pizza?
You mean Joe's?
No, John's. This is John's Pizzeria. It's right off of right near all the Broadway. Shows.
I'm not sure.
Not too far off Times Square. Near what's the cheesecake place up there? Jeez.
I forgot what it's called. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I forgot. But Joe's is in Brooklyn, right? Or am I tripping?
Joe's is in Manhattan. But, yeah, I have to say Chick-fil-A. It's not too many of those out there. And the ones that is out there, they top tier. Fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna sound like a tourist, but I love Times Square though. I just love the atmosphere.
No, I don't think you sound like a tourist. I mean, New York is just a different place. I mean, you can go to the touristy spots, and it's still.
I used to have to go to Times Square and Madison Square Garden. I used to see it every day because that's where the main train station is, and I had to transfer there, going to school in Jersey or going somewhere in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. That's where I had to transfer from, so I would be there every single day.
All right, let's go. Your house to, I'm trying to think of, let's just go your house to Times Square. Give me the subway route.
Subway route, my house in Far Rock. I could take the A train straight there. First I would take the S train. I'll take a one stop, then I'll transfer and get on at Beach 91st and take Beach 91st all the way to 42nd Street, Times Square.
Boom, yeah.
My house to Times Square. I'd probably have to take the train in Poughkeepsie from Hyde Park. So I would drive from Hyde Park to Poughkeepsie, take the train all the way down to Grand Central Station. That's in Manhattan.
Not too far of a walk from there.
Nah. And I think I could walk from to Times Square from there. Yeah, that's probably like a 10-minute walk.
Yeah, 5-10 minute walk. About a 10-minute walk. Yep. Yeah, you guys love the subway.
I find it easy to take. Really, like
it's, yeah, I do too. I agree.
It's like it's not bad because no traffic, but it do get stuck on the tunnels.
Yeah,
they get stuck.
Like, I've gotten stuck multiple times.
Yeah, it's no service, so you just under there and you gotta wait until they, until the train move.
You can't that's do anything on your phone sometimes too.
That's the only annoying part about it. But I'm cool with taking the subway.
You guys like heights? Like, you mean, would you go to observatories?
No.
He don't like heights.
No.
So the tall guy's not, he doesn't like heights.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not scared of heights, but can't it's going to get to a point where I'd be like, yo, I just got to know I'm secure. Like, if I'm in a safe area, like, I
yo, can when we went to Italy and we went up to, yo,
Toby was spazzing out.
Yeah, I was like, yo, get me out of here, bro.
Because we went to, what was it, the cathedral?
Yeah,
we was in Italy, and it was like the space was probably about maybe like this wide, and everybody had to walk up these stairs. And you're just walking up, so it's like the stairs is winding up just like this. And they're like, yeah, we're not even close to where we got to get to.
Just couldn't do it.
Tobe was like, what? Yo, I'm leaving. Get me out. Everybody move. He just started moving us out the way, walking back downstairs.
I started getting claustrophobic. Yeah. The tight space, I couldn't do it.
Is that what happened in Kentucky? You got claustrophobic, didn't you?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Nah, I don't know.
It looked like tight quarters to me.
Buttons got pushed and things happened. And, you know, yeah.
I press his butt. I always bother him all the time.
Where were you at during that?
Oh, I was in the back.
Instigating. Like, he was instigating. You know, that's what he was doing.
Get him told. He was instigating. Get him told. Because I know he wouldn't have struggled in that battle, so why am I going to try to stop the situation, you know? I know he's going to win that battle.
Yeah, I was wild. That was wild.
What's Barnes saying in those instances?
I mean, this instance, he gave me a high five in the huddle. Yeah.
Especially in a situation like that, where you wasn't wrong. So I don't think the coach would have gotten that mad. But
yeah,
he was definitely hyped up a little. He was a little fired up after.
Definitely
that,
amped. Sure. Definitely amped.
What's one thing that you want to accomplish individually before you leave?
I don't know, maybe make all SEC. Probably. That's probably the main thing.
I would say defensive player. That or Bob Cousy. Those are one of the two.
He already has that in lock after the game he had against Kentucky.
Those are one of the two of the awards that like I would get, that I really want to get. One of the other I'm really fine with, but I need one of them before I go.
What's the best play you've made since you've been here?
The best play? What is the best play I've made here? The best play that I've made since I've been here? I'm not sure. That's a great question. I know my favorite play.
Go ahead.
Can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we was playing my freshman year. We was playing against Texas A&M. I remember I got the ball. Somehow, some way, I got the ball. And it was kind of like a fast break. I took a dribble, and then the guy reached. Like, I did, like, a between the legs or a crossover or something. And then I didn't see the guy, but, like, I just did it. It was, like, out of instincts, boom, and I went by him. And I started hearing the crowd go, like, oh. So I started to see myself, like, a bunch of space. So I pulled up for a three, and I hit it. And then the guy, but I didn't really look at the guy because, obviously, I'm looking ahead. I'm not turning around and looking around and stuff. The guy, I seen the video, he was just, like, tumbling. Like, he fell, and it made sports in the top 10. But that's for sure my favorite play. That's Texas A&M my freshman year.
You?
It was probably when we played Auburn at home. I think Jalen Williams, the forward, had a easy lane for a dunk, and I blocked it. But I wasn't thinking that I rotated fast enough in time. So I guess it's me jumping up making the play. Surprise myself a little bit.
Is it hard to believe that really next year you're going to be your senior year?
Yes.
I mean, because you think about like Josiah and Santi, and they got here a long time before you did, it feels like. But because you don't have that COVID year, you know.
Yeah. The last class without a COVID year. But it just feels crazy. Like, it doesn't feel like I've been here multiple years. It just feels like one big year, and like, it don't feel like I should leave.
How do you think those guys feel? They've been here for.
Man. What, they've been here 6-7 years? Something like that?
Not quite that long, but sure.
Something like that.
I think like Joe's like 35 right now, right?
I thought he was 36.
No, yeah. I know Santi's pushing 40 right now.
Yeah.
Yo. They're actually nice to you guys, and y'all are just...
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yo, you don't see Josiah, yo. Boy.
Dude, I wish he was here. It would be straight jokes.
Josiah is probably the jokester on the team. The biggest jokester. Am I
wrong? No, you're not wrong. I think he should go into acting when he's done.
Yeah. If he doesn't want to play basketball, he could be a great actor.
After that first episode of All Club Confidential, I told him on the street like that next week, I said, whenever basketball's done, you need to be an analyst. You speak incredibly well. You got personality. You smile. You're engaging.
He would be a great actor. Like, yeah. After, like, being with him for this amount of time, like...
But it's so hard to, like, describe it. It's one of those things where you have to be there to, like, really understand it. Because it's just...
You're supposed to be the jokester. Fozzie Bear. Waka waka.
Oh, man.
I need an update next time I see you. I need an update on. I need you to do a little research on the Muppets.
Gotcha. I haven't really watched the Muppets.
That was crazy because the Muppets.
Yeah, me neither. Since 1987.
But they got a lot of shows in New York, like
really?
Broadway shows and stuff. They got a lot of those in New York.
What's your favorite Broadway show? This is how we're ending. Favorite Broadway show. Have you ever been to one?
Never.
Would you go?
No, I don't think so.
We can't get you to go to Lion King.
I'll probably go to Lion King.
Aladdin.
Yeah, no, I'll go to Lion King.
Wicked.
Nah, not Wicked.
So Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King. That would be the one I would go to probably. Just off of knowing, like, you know, the story and stuff already, the movie.
Yeah, you?
I had a chance, but I had a game that day. It was to see Wicked, so I couldn't go. And then after that, you know, just got busy and stuff like that. So, yeah, if I had a chance, I would go. You know, why not? It's definitely a memorable place, famous place.
Yeah, and not too far off your favorite, Times Square.
Right, for sure.
Guys, we appreciate it, man. You know, you guys have been fantastic, and love hearing a little bit about your lives and how you grew up in New York, and I know Tennessee fans are enjoying every moment they have you guys in Orange.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.